Free. Macy Decker is well known to us all. Her beautiful waiata have been peppered across Māori radio for a long time now. And I'm really pleased to have her join us for a kōrero too, because we're actually celebrating the collaborative approach many of our kai waiata Māori are doing, both in songwriting and in performance. And interestingly, Macy has been nominated for the Maoha Award as well, but one of our reo Māori waiata also in the main mix for the top five finalists. It's great to have Macy online from Whakatane. Tēnā koe, Macy.
Tēnā koe, morena rā. Kia ora e te iwi.
Good to have you on the program again. Thanks for joining us. And I know that you're sitting at home eating with your brood.
Yes, tēnā tautou Māori konei. We're very happy at home in our little bubble. My big boys come back from boarding school, so we're all under the one roof, eating heaps, baking heaps, but also found a bit of time to noho puku and have a bit of a wānanga. Yeah, so tēnā pai, we're good.
Firstly, let's talk about this collaborative way of songwriting. A lot of people pen things on their own with their guitar, but I note that the song Tūranga Waiwai, for instance, was, you know, a collaboration with yourself, Stephen Harmer, or Tipene, as we know him from down the bay, yourself and Troy, and Tene Kesha as well. What are some of the challenges when you're writing songs collaboratively, Macy?
Oh, well, for that song, Tūranga Waiwai in particular, there wasn't any wero. There wasn't. You listen to the kaupapa, the name Tūranga Waiwai, and all the bro had to do was send the song through. I think maybe the challenge for him was, you know, not being so shy and messaging me and sending me his waiata. But as soon as I heard it, I was up. I think I got the message at like 10 o'clock at night, and my husband was says, hey, you better listen to this song. So I had to listen to the waiata, and that was it. From 10 till 3 in the morning, I was up having a tutu. The first time I'd used my gear that I bought, recording gear. I just went there. He said, oh, just see what you come up with. And because he's sort of laying out the whole kōrero about the pōhiri, eh? So he was just missing that karanga part at the beginning and a couple of things that... emphasising points, no mai, haere mai, you know, all those sorts of parts. And then, of course, the amazing Troy had his part in there that takes us to our mountains and that, and, yeah, our pepeha. So, it really was just trying to come in there and tautoko what the bro was saying. There was no wero for that particular song.
Kia pai, is he a pretty shy guy? I really liked his remake of For the Life of Me that he did some years ago as well.
Yeah.
But was he a bit... a bit whakamaya to approach you, Macy, to see if you can contribute to his mahi.
I think so, because, there was a panel discussion a few years ago, and I remember him asking, you know, whether or not I'd ever jump on a hip-hop track. And I remember saying to him, you know, Ray, if the kaupapa was, you know, the kaupapa was there, oh, you know, I'll be keen. But still, I got the message from Troy, actually. Troy was the one who sent the song through. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this song's beautiful. About coming home, mate, coming back to your roots, but your pepeha, and encouraging people, you know, to go back to the marae, even non-Māori, you know, like it shows them and it tells them the story of the pōhiri and what to expect and not to be fearful. That's fine, you know.
Kia ora, so, beautiful.
I'm really happy with that. I'm really happy with that one.
Waiti Waita, I played it earlier today. Hope you're getting the royalties. But congratulations on that album. You're very prominent in here. And what are we witnessing? A more acceptance of reo Māori waiata in mainstream New Zealand music. It's really encouraging to see your name in numerous categories.
Oh, you know what? I give it up to all the brothers that are in there, the Tuari whānau, Mara, TK. I have so much aroha and respect for them. But, oh, yeah, just so grateful and humbled and also hopeful, you know, no matter what I'm seeing is, like what you said, it feels like there's been a bit of a shift, eh, in te ao toi, te ao puro, and it's cool. That's cool because, you know, you can have the best generals and soldiers and kings and that could possibly win the battle. But you know, the poets of the world will definitely, you know, move mountains. The music of the people. So I hope that's reflective. It's being reflective in the arts, and you know, knowing that Te Reo Māori is going to be taught in schools, it's good to have it seen, you know, and heard in both aisle. Yeah.
It's fantastic. I was really impressed with the work you did on the Matariki album as well, Macy. Congratulations. And then you've got, you know, wonderful Troy, who's got a whole lot of strings to his bow, hasn't he, with the different styles of music that he's been swinging together and his bizarre collection of hats.
Yep. It's so cool. It's so cool because, you know, we were born in the Kohanga Reo movement. So actually, we actually went to the same Kohanga. Troy and I in primary school, and then we met up at boarding school down Hawke's Bay there, and then of course in Kapahaka down the coast. But you know, in saying that, I wasn't brought up with the Matariki kōrero. I learned that as an adult, you know. So as soon as I heard it though, you know, ka pahu mai te mahunga, and I felt it in my wairua. And in my bones, I could feel it, and I thought, no, I need to, I need to do something from the plural perspective and put that into the kite for the mātauranga, the tautoko the mātauranga that's coming back. You know, survived the Tohunga Suppression Act, just like te reo, just like haka, just like moko. You know, so I just, I really felt I just needed to do a waata pertaining to each tautoko this kōrero. So that our kids, for our kids mainly, for my kids, because I wasn't brought up with the kōrero, and I wanted it to be the norms and with my kids in that generation.
Let's talk for a moment about Maratika. He's an interesting guy, and I remember emceeing a gig with him and his bro and his papa, and his sound was so distinct, so different. That deserves celebration as well, that he's got one of his songs into the finals as well, Macy.
Yes, Toroa. That's his waata. Yeah, he's amazing. Maratika is amazing. He's got such a beautiful soul. He's got beautiful sensitivity to music and songwriting and his kupu. He can really encourage that beautiful tonga out of a person, that whānau. Yeah. Really talented. And like you said, definitely is in the whānau.
Good catching up with you, Macy. Thanks very much for taking some time out of your whānau lockdown. Obviously, you're eating. Is there any room for writing?
Yes. I have had time. Just like the last lockdown, I was able to ruku or delve deep into the Matariki wānanga. It seemed like the obvious wānanga to delve into, you know, in those inland times, knowing that Matariki was just around the corner, you know, and bringing with it, you know, those positive vibes of the new year. Well, this time I've noticed, you know, I noticed that this week actually the moon has been quite close and quite bright, so I've been inspired by the kōrero of the Maramataka. So I've been able to ruku a bit of that wānanga as well.
All the best there, Macy. All the best for the Silver Scroll Awards. They're coming up soon. And thanks for sharing some kōrero with us here on Etirangi Wātea about that. Nei rā te mihi kā koe, hine.
Ngā mihi nui mō tō tōko mai. Kia ora, you guys have a lovely day too.
Thanks, Macy. Nice catching up again. Kia ora. You're the Urban Māori Radio, 6:03 a.m.